Chaka Talk here from the Amazon Rainforest Peru Artist in Residences. With me today is Falco. Falco's from Croatia, and he was a volunteer for me when I went home to England for 3 months, and he took care of the place and looked after the artists. Hi Falco, can you just tell us a little bit about your experience at Sachaka and how it was for you to take my place for the 3 months?
Hello Trina, thank you for this beautiful podcast, and I'm so honored and humbled to be part of your talks with the artist. And it's very special times we are living now. I'm so grateful for this new portal of new beginnings, I hope, and many good changes coming along. Yeah, I'm a traveler. I'm a nomad artist, I like to say. And this brings me to many different places. And I always work with two main energies, which is hope and trust. So when I came to Peru, my idea was like to be in the communities. My idea was like to be part of an art collective. And then randomly, I heard about your project in the Sachaka Art Center, and I just wrote you. And then randomly, you wrote me back saying, I'm leaving to England, and I'm leaving in the place for 3 months. And I was like, okay, this is it. So we actually never met in real life, but we have a really deep love for Sachaka, I think, both of us. I found it very inspiring, and probably the time in my life where I had the best circumstances to actually dive into my art. And actually I created the most artwork I did in my entire life. And I was so successful, I sold all of my work. And but beyond that, really I enjoyed the connection with the nature. I enjoyed the spaces. I enjoyed the people who were coming and that I manifested to join me from all around the world. And being with surrounded by humble people who live with the nature, and it was very warm, heartwarming. And since I'm from a little village, I'm very connected to the land as well. And for me, it's very important, this spiritual, natural, creative connection. Because, yeah, my art comes from intuitive emotions. So I was amazed by the nature, by the thousands of beings I will discover every day. I will just leave the light outside of the bathroom and I will watch the night symphony of all kinds of insects. And this was so inspiring to see so many beings and how the earth actually is able to create so much variety. So it gave me answers about, you know, the sixth global warming and destruction. I was like, wow, the earth is so powerful. I'm not worried about it. And I also felt natural in leading Sachaka in this period of 3 months. It felt so joyfully inside of me to, you know, clean the garden, manage, getting the workers, getting the artists, make everything so the artists could have a great experience, and creating this community that I really wanted. And it actually inspired me to create my own art residency one day for other travelers. And you've been so open to receive me without knowing me, and you let your dream basically in my hands, and I felt so honored, so honored. It was truly a lifetime experience. And one thing that I think is very special is the land itself. It's kind of secluded, it's kind of near the village, but it's secluded. And it gives you a sense like you're on another planet. And then you're coming down the hill like God's coming down to the little village. And you feel you're living in two alternative realities. And you kind of gather inspirations down by the river, you gather inspiration meeting the people. And then you go back up in your sky and you're just connecting to the higher frequency and you're just like bringing it down to the canvas. For me, it was actually the first time living and sharing with other artists which I did before with other people, many communities, but this time was special because it was artists and we will share our practices together. So I think I evolved as well with my technique and my way of expression. I get lots of inputs, and this is actually like the true gift of being in a art residency. You can really push faster and more forward and deeper in your practice. So yeah, Sachaka is deeply inside my DNA. It was like a manifestation of my dreams.
The reason why I trusted you so much is because I felt like universe had brought you to Sachaka. Like, I'm just trusting in the universe so much. And so when everything becomes a coincidence and it's not forced, I'm just going with that, you know? And I just felt like you had really open and beautiful energy. And yeah, and I just like your fun aspect. You just seemed like such fun. And I just thought it'd be so lovely to bring in my replacement that kind of fun to Sachaka. So what I want to talk to you about, and I know that you're an amazing painter and I love your artwork that you're expressing right now, but what I really, really love is your Instagram nude photos in nature. I absolutely love them because I just feel like they're so powerful, and that you also show your vulnerability in those photographs. And I just wondered what those photographs mean to you as an artist.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I think I'm the same as a nomad traveler. I'm just like following the signs from the universe. Like, this is a pilgrimage for me. So I'm like trusting fully the universe that will provide for me and bring me to the right places. So I believe I'm all the time in the right place, all the time, because this is when you give your life to the universe, to something mystery behind all of this reality. I feel much powerful and stronger. Since early age, regarding talking about the naked pictures and with the nature, I think from early age, I loved being nude. It was my state of being. And I found it beautiful to dress up and, you know, like playing with the archetypes. But then after you drop all the clothes, who you are, you know, this is like my natural state. I didn't like shoes and always had like an issue wearing shoes. My father still today asked me if I bought the shoes. It's just like something inside of me that I cannot even express, like the depth of the reason why I like to be nude. I like to desexualize the body, and I love to bring us back to the primal, kind of more connected to the nature, feeling with all your body the breeze of the wind, you know, feeling the water, the touch of the land, the ground, the different textures of the ground. So just being one with nature, because often like clothing, it means like a status, how much you have and what kind of clothes you have and what you want to be. You want to be funky and crazy and flamboyant, and it's all great. But I was like, can we be naked? I feel so healthy when I'm with other people and we are all naked, just chatting by the river or in the nature. So it comes natural. It's kind of a sense of liberation. As the first time you go for a dancing, and it's not a dancing that needs to follow any set movements, it's just your liberated dance. So liberated sound, liberated dance, liberated body, liberated mind, and liberated spirit. So yeah, I want to inspire this with my pictures. And also regarding this, it comes like the time of aging, how we as a society embrace the aging. You know, we have like all this liposuction and operations like to look better than we do, but we actually look amazing. And then we're gonna end up aging. So if you don't accept your body now, you're not gonna like it even more later. So for some people can be a liberation of accepting their body as it is and really honoring it and loving and giving the best nourishing food, the best landscapes to this body. You know, like massages maybe, loving. Sometimes you can kiss your body, love your body, move with your body. You know, give him what he needs. So, yes, and give him nice fresh sun to make your skin darker. I love sunbathing. I love it.
I love your accent. Move it the body. It's really funny. I just think you're so light entertainment for me. And yeah, and I really get that in your photos. You can tell that they come from a really, really deep place. And it's really hard to get good photography, that the photographer is, you know, really capturing something special. So congratulations with those. And, you know, definitely if you ever get the chance to make an exhibition of that work, that would be really, really cool. I'm aging, I'm 42 now, and I've had two children. And it just seems to me that men usually like these women that are, you know, a lot younger, 20 or 30. But I'm just coming to terms with who I am, you know, like as a older woman, I love myself. You know, how many women when they're 20 or 30 really, really love themselves, you know? And I think that is the key, you know, loving yourself. And I think since I've come to that conclusion that I really love myself, something opened up inside of me and really blossomed. So next time you come to Sachaka, maybe we could do some naked photographs of me in the garden. I'd love that. I'd love to celebrate my body as it is, you know, and I wanted you to do some naked shots in Sachaka garden, actually. Can you tell us now a little bit about your painting and your painting in reference to what, into the landscape, or where do your paintings come from? Do they come from inspiration from the natural environment, or where do you think your style is influenced? You didn't go to art school, did you? So, I don't think you did, but if you went to art school, I think you told me that you've only just started painting, and I just wondered, yeah, where are your influences?
Well, definitely, I'll be honored to take pictures of you and do a photo session of myself in the garden. I love that garden. So yes, regarding the painting, I think, I started 6 years ago, and for me it was a spiritual awakening, you can call it. It was really a random day that everything happened, and I just discovered it inside of me, and it just came out. And I tell you, I didn't feel so joyful as that moment. I was back to my childhood, and I was drawing for 8 hours, and then I looked in the paper and I was like, wow, this just came out from me. So there was no preconcept of what I'm going to draw. It just happened, random, black pen on a white paper. I'm a self-taught artist. And the journey basically showed me the power of the creativity that is inside of me. One really powerful moment in my journey of creating art memory, it was the moment I was drawing, I think for 9 hours, and I was in ecstasy, and then I realized I was just doing dots. I was very inspired by the native tradition, from Australia and New Zealand, where I lived at that moment. And I was doing dots for 9 hours, doing a kind of landscape, psychedelic landscape. And then with each dot, I was breathing. And then I realized, oh my God, this is my life force materialized on a paper. And it's showing a time that will never be again. So it was like a manifest of time that will never be again. It was like, wow, I'm materializing my past, kind of, and my present. So this moment was probably the most significant moment in my art journey. And then you also asked me about from where it's coming. I think my art is emotional art, because I feel I'm in a container of memory. So I'm collecting all these fragments of our current, you know, collective consciousness, and just traveling around and absorbing, and then just comes a moment where I need to get everything out. And then I just start painting. I have no idea where I'm gonna go, what's gonna do, what I'm gonna be painting. It just comes like a flow, like my life as a nomad. So I start recently discovering colors, and art is very intuitive and emotional. And it's kind of my outlet of all the things and memories I collected during my journeys. Sometimes I can go with months of not painting, and then I just exploded, and I just like transfer all this information on a canvas. I feel art paintings are like a flow of information that other people can absorb faster through watching them. So it awakens emotions and memories. And so I think it's a very powerful tool. And I, since I am a self-taught artist, I didn't care too much about the technique or anything. I was just like, I trust that whatever needs to come out from me, it will just come out. I trust I have everything I need. And I know the path is long. And so I'm not rushing to learn anything. I'm just waiting that things arises from life that is inside of me and a life around me. This is also how it happened, how I started doing like acrylics. One day, one friend was cleaning his house and he found the canvas. And the next day, my two best friends in Australia, they just say, hey, we have a gift for you. We bought you acrylics and we got you brushes. And I'm like, this is funny. How random. And it's been maybe 3 or 4 years that people were telling me, start using acrylics, start using colors. And I've been telling them like, no, when life wants me to start using it, it will make it clear to me. And then this day arrived and I smashed one painting in 9 hours and the same day was sold. So random, like I don't have galleries, I don't have nothing set up. I'm just like moving around and it's actually amazing how the mystery works, because I managed to sell all my artworks in most random, most magical ways. And this is another thing that really inspires me. It's like how life is supporting me through the most magical ways in this journey. So, I'm very deeply influenced by the native people. I think the native people from all around the world, because they were not going to the schools. They were just intuitively in touch with their spirits and the time. For me, breathing and doing like a little ritual before every painting, I'm invoking my own spirit to come and talk to me through my paintings. And because it's intuitive, I say it's like looking in the clouds. I'm painting and then I start to discover what is coming out. It's not like I have an idea of what I want to paint. I try this and I will get disappointed, but then when I trust my inner flow and I just flow, and then I'm like, wow, it's obvious, this is it in the painting. And then I see the bird, then I see the face, and then I start seeing things. It's like a little children's play watching the clouds. It makes me really happy, like discovering what the canvas or my subconscious wants to communicate with me, what energy is coming out. There is one moment, really very powerful moment for me. It was I just started painting maybe 4 months before moving to New Zealand. I was in Australia and then I moved to New Zealand. And when I came to New Zealand, maybe a few months after, I went to a museum in Auckland and there was like the exhibition of the native Australian First Nation people. And I went through the museum and every painting was amazing. It was like so interesting, like the dots, the lines. And then I came in front of the last piece, which was a huge amount, a huge canvas. And from distance, it looked like many lines one way, the other way, and the whole painting looking like it's made of lines. And when I come closer, I realize it's lines, but made of dots. And I just get down on my knees and I start crying. I will start vibrating and shaking. And I was like, oh my God, this is someone's life on canvas. This is someone's time it's a past, it's from the past. That was the moment I choose, like, I'm walking this walk of the artist. I'm going for it. Well, what I tell you, I'm really inspired by the way, like, a person was born in one place, you know, and then goes to another location, and then it materializes the dream. And you brought, I think, with your work, with your life, with your persistence, with your talents, with your art, and power, you brought something so tangible for the whole of the community. Because when you come in the village, you brought something, an extra quality, an extra value to the village that is like the remaining of the murals. And it's so special that there is like artists coming in a small place, you know, where if this was in a big city or somewhere, it will not be so special. But there, it's like a value, a huge value for the people. And it's a quality tourism and a quality exchange of communication between us and the community. And I think you created the beautiful spaces, which is like, you know, organic. It's very organic. And this is what I love. It's very simplistic and minimalistic, and this is what I'm looking always. And when I think about my experience in Sačaka, I think the best one will be connecting with myself on a deeper level, and even maybe embracing death and life, because I have like a death experience there with the wasp. But I was like, you know what? It needs to happen one day. So in the jungle, it's so alive. Everything gives you life and everything tries to kill you in the same time. And it's beautiful. It's like why we are here, you know? And I see this like birth and death. They're not two separate things just because we name it in a different, with a different world. But it's a continuous flow. As we come in, we go out from this dream. So, yeah, for me it was connecting on a deeper level with myself, yeah, definitely. And I congratulate you, knowing the challenges that is to make a step like you did to bring art and art residents and community in the Amazonian forest. It was not an easy task, I believe, because I saw even just walking up the hill, and with having kids and not, you know, like modern things, but you've done such a great job and I congratulate you. And I'm really feeling that for many people, this is what they need. They need this. And so 5 stars to you for your powerful woman who brought and made her dream come true. You planted beautiful seeds in many hearts, I believe. With this space. And also, you know, I think it's important to materialize our dreams, to create the container so other people can feel the vibration that you're offering there. So good luck with growing and making the veggie garden. I'm looking forward for the veggie garden and looking forward for more fruits in the garden as well. So, and the new wine. I love you, and keep shining.
Yeah, thank you, Falco. But I think we're each other's mirrors in that sense, that we know how to manifest our dreams into reality. I think we both have that same superpower. So I think that maybe that's why you recognise it in me, because it's part of you as well. The connection that the artists have with the village and the murals were a lot to do with Daniel Lerner. He has always been the bridge to the local people, and he created an 8-day festival in the village there, and he's always encouraged muralists to come to paint on the walls. You know, the visits to the Quechua La Mixta communities is something that I'm really fascinated with. I mean, I love going to visit indigenous villages and working with the crafts in the indigenous villages, and also the fulfillment of me thinking that I can help provide for families who have very little income. So that and also, you know, like I'm, you know, I love the fact that Sichaka is not too you know, it's not too posh. It's roots. It is how it is. You know, I mean, we're pretty protected here because people don't think that we're really, you know, rich Westerners living here, that we're all living even more humbly sometimes than local people, because we're living in the traditional Palmer houses and with the earth walls and things like that. And, you know, and for me, I like to live in an environment like this. And yeah, I did carry the bags up the hill and I carry the kids up the hill, but then it's better than going to the gym, isn't it? I mean, it just keeps you fit and it keeps you alive. And yeah, I mean, that point where you know, you have to be careful and you have to live minimally because you're also living in an ecosystem that, you know, that you are in contact with nature every single day. There's always something that's living in the house, and you get to know the little friends in the garden, and that for me is why I feel at home in this environment. You know, I don't really have fear so much, only for my children, I guess. But they are having such an amazing upbringing in this environment, in a village and in a community, and that's what Indigenous is to me, and that's what I'm looking for, to find that in our Indigenous roots. So we have that in common as well, you know, the quest to look back into Indigenous culture through art. You know, that I think it's just gold dust right now. It's gold dust, and they're not teaching that in art school. So, you know, there's a lot of people, self-taught artists that come to Sichaka who are also on the same quest, and, you know, there's no relevance for it in art schools, unfortunately. I mean, obviously the art school system brings something to the table, and it's important to go to art school, but it's not essential. Not if you travel the world and you look at all the art galleries around the world and you keep exploring that, you know. And you know, visionary artists, or the artists that seem to come to Sichaka, are more influenced by Indigenous work anyway, and searching into that, and the power of Indigenous art, and, you know, and how that connects us back to the land, which goes back into sustainable art. So yeah, it was amazing that you found your way here at the right time when I just needed you. And I'll be going to do a plant diet when the coronavirus is over, and I have saved up a bit of money to invest back into myself, because the last dieta I did, like I said, gave me that self-worth. And if you could be looking after the art centre, then I know that the art centre is in really safe hands. And so thanks so much for all your help, and lots of love to you on your path, and thanks for bringing joy to my life on Facebook every day. I really, really laugh out loud at some of your posts, and just like the naked photographs, they bring a lot of joy to me as well, because it speaks to me on a lot of different levels, and there's not that many things on Instagram that really speaks to you on many different levels, and I like those layers and depths and depth in art, you know, where you can, you're not just looking at, you're not just seeing it from one level, you're seeing it from all the different dimensions, you know. And I think we both work on that, you know, that we're not just on one plane, where, you know, there's layers and layers and layers of meaning to everything. And that tickles my little creative brain there. And I love your brother, and it'd be nice to meet you one day. So thanks for these conversations, and that was an amazing podcast. I'm sure artists are going to get so much out of that.
Thank you so much for this chance to share my thoughts and feelings. And yes, I'm totally feeling all things you said, that we share in common. And one thing about the simplicity, I need to mention this. I was brought up in a small village, you know, in Yugoslavia, and let's say communist country, socialist. And there was no many options. You could just choose between two things, you know, two kinds of chocolates, two kinds of shoes. And I found like today where we have so many choices, I just cannot choose anything. It's like too many choices, too much comfort. And I just love simplicity, you know? I'm just thinking like to buy shoes. I need to choose between 3,000 different styles of shoes, different prices, different options. I was like, oh my God, I cannot, and I don't buy it. I just wait life to bring me actually in front of the shoes. So I really rejoice of the simplicity of having less choices. And this is the very important for me. So yeah, I love Sacek also for this simplicity. Keep it up like this way, humble, simple. Yeah, it's a really unique experience. And then after you can appreciate more of maybe your home when you go back, of, you know, hot showers, whatever. I love cold showers. And then I wanted to also, something that came out to me, it's like the feminine power within all of us. So the intuitive flow. So let's cherish and our intuitive flow inside of us and trusting that intuitive flow. We don't need to always put our mind in front and trying to understand and work it out, and just keep the flow, the intuitive, beautiful, feminine flow. Anyway, thank you so much for this, and blessings, and may everything grow even more beautiful, and may this portal of coronavirus bring us all closer to our within us, closer to us, and may we shine and bring the seeds out to the world. Love, love, love.
By the way,
it's so funny, but I'm very intrigued in drawing, and I'm just realizing that something that people told me, this painting with the woman, the red hair, that's you. And I didn't even notice it till a person who is like the woman, oh my God, the indigenous woman, I forget her name, oh my God, yeah, she told me, this is Trina. And then some other people who knew you just told me like, this is Trina. And I forget to tell you, this is you, by the way, with probably your two kids. I don't know, but there's a snake power. And I didn't know what I'm... Yeah, anyway, this is you.
Yeah, maybe that's why I love your naked shot so much, because there is... I was trying to find me underneath the clothes, you know, in that painting. I was exploring who I was again, without all the masks, as a mother, as somebody who's working in the residency, as, you know, I just wanted to see myself as a woman again, as a woman who's connected to universe and connected to the garden and that belongs in that place. So, and I was also exploring my body as well, again, after having had children, and to come to terms with it, because there's a point where you stop looking at your body when you're a mother. And so it was kind of my way of getting back to being me through the naked body, in the same sense that you do that, I think. You know, you're getting back to who you are underneath all the layers. So yeah, there is, I never ever saw that. You know, so that's amazing to see that coincidence within our work. Anyway, Falco, I'm going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave Falco's details at the end of this podcast, and you can find Falco easily. Thanks very much, and let's stay in touch.